Hey family, how are you doing today? I want to share with you weirdness that happens in my life. I feel led, maybe there's some other people that go through this and they're not sure how to handle it. And I completely understand. For the last few days, I've been having very vivid dreams that seem out of context for me. So I'm just going to share the dreams that I've been having. The first one, I was dreaming that I was at my aunt's house, and there was an alien spaceship wobbling in the cloud behind the clouds, and there were some people that just popped up out of nowhere, and these people weren't very good people. And on to the right side was the alien spaceship. I'm like, wow, that's weird. Look at that, because my opinion on that I'll leave to the side. And then I look to my left and I see trees floating above the ground, and I'm like, that's weirder. And then I see this bad person try to break into my aunt's house, and I try to fight him out, try to get him out. Then I realize I'm dreaming, so I wake myself up, and I wake up and I go and I sit on my back porch and I kind of tear up a little bit because I feel like maybe my aunt has some things that's just like somebody's trying to get into her house, somebody's trying to break into her house. And that the alien spaceship meant that they were foreign entities, that they were not people that we knew. And the person that I knew was just an example of what was going on to my aunt. So I woke up and started praying for her. All right, the next day, oh, next night, I go to sleep. And as strange as it is, I'm dreaming about my boss's house, who I've only driven by and seen. I don't know what it looks like on the inside, but there's seven kids inside playing. And they don't have kids, but anyway, then while they're playing, I'm there, and as far as I can tell, it's like I'm looking through someone else's eyes. Then her ex-husband, he gets upset and goes outside and starts trying to break her lawnmower, throwing a fit. And I could feel the emotions, like if that was my significant other, and I was very hurt and upset about it, and didn't like what was going on. So then I realized suddenly I'm in a dream. So I tell myself to wake up, wake up, wake up, and then I wake up, and then I go to work today, and I tell my boss. Oh, actually, I ask her husband. I said, "Oh, is this the type like I actually, because I'm an Aries. I'm born in April. I don't believe in that stuff, but I've noticed significance of seasons." So I ask him. I tell him the dream first. Her ex-husband, who is half of one of my bosses, she's the other boss. They own a store together, and I get to work there. So I tell him, and he's like, "Huh?" And then the other lady I'm with, I said, "He's born in April. I just know it. He's one of those people that let stuff build up in him and build up in him, and then he lets it loose." And she says, "Hey, when are you born?" He says, "I'm too old for all that." So she says, "Okay, what month?" And he says, "April." And I'm like, "Wow." And then I tell my boss, I said, "Look, I had a dream that I was at your house and there were seven kids inside playing and our eyes get big." And then I said, "Then your ex-husband, his name's Dan, I'm not going to viewer discretion, I'm just going to blast people today." But then her husband, he said, he starts tearing stuff up and her eyes get even bigger. And I said, "What?" And she said, "Well, I just had kids at my house. What, it wasn't seven girls and two boys." And she's like, "So wow." So she had nine kids. I only saw seven, but it was all girls. And I said, "Well, this is what I saw." And then, that's my mom playing on the phone. And then, I tell her about what her husband did, and she freaks out and she says, "Okay, the reason why we're not together is because he was very violent toward me, he was mean, and he was destructive." And then I realized as soon as she said that, the feeling that I had was her feeling in their relationship. And she started a new relationship. And she feels guilty about it between her and God. So I tell her, "Okay, I think I need to pray for you." And I prayed for her, and I felt like a burden lift off me when I was praying for her. So I'm assuming that maybe her things of her past lifted off of her. I didn't ask. I don't ask people questions after I pray for them because I want it to be personal between them and God. And then I come home, and It was a long day. I got to get up at 4 this morning. Actually, I got up earlier than 4, but then I got to come home and I sat on the couch and I passed out cold. And a while ago, I was having a dream about being in a red shirt and filling in a food box at a store. And then I realize I'm sleeping, so I tell myself, "Wake up, wake up, wake up." And then I wake up and my wife calls, who I'm not living with because we used to fight ourselves. And it wasn't just her, it was me too. So I tell her the dream, and then she says, well, actually, she tells me her dream about how she was dreaming that a kid and their parent were in somewhere and that they were buying a Ouija board. And she told them in her dream, don't play with that, the devil will come. And she heard a voice said, the devil's already here. And then she sees a stairwell pop up in a dark house, and at the top of the dark house, she sees a demonic entity, and then she freaks out, wakes up, and she's having a seizure, which bothers me a lot. And she calls me for the first time, and I've been wanting this for her so bad that she would go through deliverance. She says, I think you're right. I think there are demons messing with me because I woke up from my dream and I felt somebody's hand on my shoulder, and that I was having a seizure. And so she's ready to go through deliverance. That's awesome news. That's the best news that I can give you today. And then the Lord tells me when she's telling me this, I'm going to give her a job working at a store. So both of us be working at different stores. But I said, next week you'll get a job. So next week, if I tell you my wife got a job, this is why I'm telling you, because I dreamed it before it happened. Now, if that's you, if you're going through things like that and it feels very hard to deal with, you're unsure how to deal with it, you're unsure how to interpret it, I want to encourage you. You're not the only one. But I also pray for you because there's wisdom and knowledge that God can give you on how to interpret dreams, on how to see them from His point of view, on how to look at them after you wake up and be able to deal with them. Because you're supposed to be able to handle it and deal with it. And I want to encourage you to go check out one person. His name is John Paul Jackson. If you Google it, you'll find him. He was one of the greatest prophets of our time. He's not here with us anymore, but he was one of the greatest prophets of our time who could interpret dreams. He spent his entire life learning how to interpret dreams because he had the same problem that you have, if that's you, and that I'm having right now. So I have a good grounds to stand on. But I want to pray for you because I know how overwhelming it is. I know how emotional it can be. And I love you. So Father, I thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that you give us dreams. I also thank you that you protect us from dreams that the enemy may give us, and you help us work through dreams that we may personally be having that have to do with us working things out in our lives. God, you are so beautiful that we cannot comprehend it. If we looked upon your face, we would not be able to come back to our bodies. So it's not a lack of power from your end. You are more than enough. And you have caused us to be more than conquerors. So I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to remove that fear. And the Lord telling me now, that's not how I should pray. So I command that fear would leave your life right now, family. I command that the enemy's lies of this is your dreams or his dreams leave now. I command his mouth to be filled with fire. I command his tongue to stick to the roof of his mouth. In Jesus' name, Satan, I bind you. I bind your lies. I bind your false interpretations. And I command you to leave my family in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the one that was killed by Jews, who was a Jew, who was raised from the dead as the Son of God, as you promised. In the name of Jesus, I command freedom, freedom upon you. Anointing, go forward and use my voice and set your people free right now by the authority of Jesus Christ. And I command that the Holy Spirit would go now and reveal to the people of God Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I command this by the authority of the blood of Jesus. And I thank you that the anointing is touching the heads of your people and running down their shoulders and their backs like hot oil, that like the pure oil upon their heads as the anointing flows upon your people. Go now and touch your loved ones. Go now and anoint your children and your prophets. Go now and awaken the sleeping lions in the name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you that you use little old me, a little nobody, somebody who just wants to stay humble in your presence for such a time as this. And I pray, Father, in your precious son's name, a family, I am a nobody in my eyes, but God loves me. And if someone says you're nobody, or if you think you're nobody, I want to encourage you. You are somebody to the King of Glory. You are somebody to the Father of creation. You are loved, you are precious, and you cannot be discounted, but God, because God has already counted you as worthy in His eyes. So you are valuable and you are needed in this generation. I love you, and stay blessed, and remember, you are precious today. In Jesus' name, family, be blessed. Bye.